The August 26th Billboard chart for hot rock songs has the usual suspects, the bands Imagine Dragons, Linkin Park, and Weezer. But snuggled in at number 23 is a new entry to the field, a band named B.E.R., a cartoon band. As you may imagine, the name of that song is The Night Begins to Shine. It's from the animated TV series Teen Titans Go. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
While most tune-based singles getting a chart position is the end result of some corporate overlord plotting, this song was never meant to be a hit. The Night Begins to Shine was written over a decade ago, but it didn't break out until 2014.
I was directing an episode called Slumber Party, and it was coming up 10 seconds short.
That's Peter Michael, a director and producer on the show Teen Titans Go, a show that, importantly for this story, does not have its own composer. There's no person on the Warner Brothers lot conducting an orchestra along to the cartoon. Instead, directors have to score their own stuff, using whatever they can find in their in-house music library.
That whole episode, I was scoring it with an 80s vibe. So I went into the 80s rock genre and started rummaging through these albums and found it. You know, and I was like, oh, dude, this song's awesome.
And that's how you get Cyborg, one of the Teen Titans, singing along to B.E.R. in the first few seconds of the episode. That is, until...
That's enough. Bedtime.
And that's it. It was, the producers admit, a throwaway joke to fill time. But fans heard it differently. Here's Teen Titans Go executive producer Michael Jelinek.
Off that episode, people started saying, what's this song? Is this a song I've heard before?
So the show's producers decided, you know what? This song rules, B.E.R. rules, and the next season it became Cyborg's favorite song, even if fellow Titans didn't agree.
Hey!
Cyborg, we need to talk about the song.
You seriously need some variety in your playlist, bro.
It's time to give it a rest.
Just the beginning?
No.
I'll just skip to the best part.
No more! The night is unshining, Cyborg!
The song's popularity grew online. On YouTube, fans started playing the song over other cartoons, then remixes, and that sure-signed symbol of an online hit, hour-long loops. This month, and here's where that corporate overlord plotting maybe starts to kick in, Cartoon Network decided to go all in and air a four-part Teen Titans series about the song. They release an EP. They commission covers from folks like CeeLo Green and Fall Out Boy. And that's how B.E.R. ended up on the rock charts, beating out actual radio rock bands, the Lumineers, and Muse.
And who would think it from a song that has its roots as a music library track?
That's Carl Burnett.
And I am the B in B.E.R.
He was one of the writers and producers of the track, and he's the guy that got an assignment in 2005 to write an 80s-style song for a music library. I asked him what it was like to have an accidental hit, which admittedly is probably the wrong way to phrase a question to a songwriter.
Accidental, you know, I would say that...
He thinks of it as something more godly.
It's miraculous.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.